How low would you go to get revenge on your ex?
Oh, gosh.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I feel like it always sounds like a good idea, but, you know, you should be the bigger person.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, I've always been confused by couples who've been together for a long time, and then they're just able to break up amicably and be cool with each other.
I know. I have a friend who's like, I'm friends with all my exes. I'm like, what?
You feel like they're lying, right? You feel like that means that you're just shoving all your emotions deep down inside.
Does that really happen, or is that just a myth? Because in my experience, normally a breakup starts as one person's idea that starts an argument, which snowballs into bitterness, a little bit of resentment, possible destruction of property.
Okay, I think you got the recipe right.
And then finally, it usually ends with a healthy dose of revenge.
Of jealousy.
Yeah. And revenge comes in many forms. There's the classic revenge bod.
That's a great way to do it.
I mean, that's a popular one.
Yeah, Never been able to do that.
Khloe Kardashian made it happen.
There's hooking up with the ex's best friend.
Classic.
Yikes.
Or sending a mariachi band to perform outside their home from 4 to 6 in the morning.
Oh, I would love it, though.
Jose's just dancing on his bed like
wee! Yeah, do cucaracha next! Okay!
But occasionally, a scorned ex will take their revenge to a whole nother level. And that's why a guy in Australia is making news today. Because he recently caught his ex-girlfriend cheating on him. And after an ugly separation, he set out to get even.
Oof. Ooh. Cheating revenge is the worst revenge.
Yeah, so how did he do it? Well, he put up posters all over town with his ex-girlfriend's phone number on it.
Okay.
And the poster said, Chewbacca Roar Contest. Call this number and do your best Chewbacca impression. Best impersonation receives $100.
Oh, that's genius!
Oh my god, that's amazing.
That's pretty clever.
Dude.
But wouldn't you kind of be excited to receive all those Chewbacca impersonations?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time, you're so confused. Like, you hear the hello, someone's just like, okay.
And it just keeps happening.
And then the tenth time, you're like, something's going on.
Yeah,
plus, the people who call numbers that are on telephone poles, not usually the cream of the crop.
No. So it didn't take long for the calls to come pouring in. She was getting them at strange hours of the night from 1 a.m. to 4 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
She told a local news station, quote, I thought when we first met he was mature.
Oh,
but it just goes to show having a job does not mean you are mature.
Oh!
I think that is creative. That's pretty good.
And you know, it's like, it's not harmful. You're not damaging property.
You're not ruining someone's reputation.
But it's satisfying.
It is.
Apparently, it's not all he did, though.
Because she
says in addition to the Chewbacca thing, her ex also dumped a car with no wheels in her driveway that she couldn't get rid of.
Okay, that's a little worse.
I don't think it is. Again, it's not her car.
Yeah, and actually now she has a project to work on.
I mean, she could get back into restoration of automobiles or something.
She's still trying to be a good sport about it, saying if people want to continue calling with their Wookiee impressions, quote, go for it. Bring it on. I don't care.
And if she was even smarter, she'd say, all right, grand prize, car with no wheels.
Yeah, there you go. Now, that story got us wondering about other ways people have gotten back at their exes. And we actually found a survey that recently came out asking people about their best revenge stories.
Okay, let's go over
some of these. Number 5 says, I subscribed my ex-boyfriend to the Jehovah's Witness program and requested visits from one of the representatives at his house every other day. Then, after subscribing him to pretty much every other religious mailing list I could find, I also used his email every time I needed to provide an address online to see inappropriate content.
That's pretty good.
That's devious.
People are creative.
Yeah.
Number 4 says, my ex-wife hates the smell of bananas. Like stomach churning, gagging, hates them.
What?
So one morning, I filled her car with banana-scented beads. I put them inside the air conditioner, under the floor mats, inside every nook and cranny, and then I hid in a bush and filmed as she ran away screaming.
Oh my god. That's as bad as like putting like a dead fish in the toilet tank, the top tank.
Hold on, but this is smart, because think about it. He knows what's going on. Anybody watching her is watching her just yell, bananas!
Yeah.
Bananas, no! Out of her car. Like, she looks crazy.
Very confusing. These are from a survey of the best revenge stories that people got on their exes. Number 3 says, my ex and I lived together, and when we broke up, I moved out. And 2 days later, I went back to get my stuff, only to find his new girlfriend was already staying there.
Come on.
Wow.
So after I packed up my things, I left a few items strategically placed around the house.
Okay.
Photos of him and me kissing while we were together.
Oh.
Birthday cards and love notes that he had written to me, as well as a pair of sexy lingerie that he gifted me for Valentine's. And then I took all the light bulbs and all the batteries out of every electronic device and walked
there
out.
There it is. That's what I like. That's what I like
that's
right
the killer
there.
Move. Number two says, my mom showed up to her divorce hearing dressed in a full clown costume she had from Halloween. She says the judge was not amused. He demanded to know why she was dressed that way. And without skipping a beat, my mom replied, well, our whole marriage was a joke. Why shouldn't our divorce be one, too?
My God.
Yeah, still not funny.
Yeah, I mean, good unless you're trying to get custody of the kids, because I don't know how that's going to go over that they're going to give it to the clown.
Well, no, kids love clowns.
Yeah. It's like sad, demented clown.
Yeah, kids love happy clowns.
Yeah,
they don't like
angry.
The angry, revengeful clowns.
Yeah, angry, bitter clown.
And the number one best revenge breakup story says, my ex-girlfriend and I bought a house together. She ended up cheating on me with one of my coworkers.
God.
And when we separated, she got to keep the house.
Whoa.
How?
What she didn't realize is that I have an app on my phone that controls the security system. And sometimes if I wake up at 2 a.m. in a bad mood, I'll just get on my phone, open the app, and whoops, the alarm in her house just went off. And then I feel a lot better.
I don't blame him. I would feel better about that, too.
That does feel good.
He deserves that one.
Text into 78592. Tell us what's the best way you ever got revenge on an ex.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Your phone tap's coming up right after this.